This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 15. Who are they? Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 7. Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Perhaps John, the narrator of this story, had a blank and puzzled look on his face when he was asked, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" It is easy to get lost in a crowd, especially a great multitude that no one could count. No wonder John responded by saying, "Sir, you know." The Spirit of God, who gave John this revelation, wants us to know who these people are. We don't know them all, but we know some of them very well. They are believers in Christ who have died and have gone before us to be in heaven with God. For example, I know the 33-year-old mother of two young children. It's good to see her standing. For the last 5 years of her life, she was confined to a wheelchair because of multiple sclerosis. She is my oldest sister. I also know the 17-year-old young man with a beaming smile. He was part of our family until he was suddenly taken away in a construction accident. My uncle once walked me through the cemetery where my grandparents are buried. At times, he stopped to read the names on some of the other headstones there. He had known these people. He had been their pastoral elder. We grieve the deaths of our loved ones. We miss them. To comfort us, God gives us the picture of a multitude before his throne. And they are not lost in the crowd. God knows and cares for each one, and he continues to be their shepherd. Pray with me. Lord and Savior, comfort all who grieve the deaths of loved ones today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.